At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is something that it seems everyone else out there has done, but you simply have not? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who's never eaten something that I think was a staple in most of our diets at one point in life. But first, let's talk to Joe from Renton. Joe, what's that thing that you have never done?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listening a long time.
Thank you, Joe.
I have actually never, I have never seen any Star Wars movie. Started out that I had no interest in it, and now the main interest is just to be able to say I've never seen them.
I respect that, because that's me with Titanic. Same kind of a thing. It's okay. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's fine. But now I've gotten to the point where it pisses people off that I won't see it. And I got to imagine it's the same thing for you. Like when you tell people I'm not seeing Star Wars, people get passionate about that movie.
Yeah, they do. You got to stay strong against the fans.
Against the Force.
The Force. I've only seen like the OG Star Wars movies. I've never seen any of the new ones. Never saw the Natalie Portman one. None of that.
You know, I mean, I've seen pretty much most of them. The movie version, like I haven't watched like Andor, which I hear is awesome. Mm-hmm. And some of the like, and was it the other one, The Mandalorian? Like I tried. I was like, that's just too much. But like, a lot of the ones, like the Han Solo movie, I really enjoyed. And a couple of the, I don't know if they're reboots, but like the newer ones were pretty good.
So the Force is with you?
I'm okay with the Force. I'm mediocre with the Force.
Bob from Tacoma, what is something that everyone else has done but you have not?
Good morning, everybody. And anyhow, the two things that I've never done, I've never had a Hot Pocket and I've never had an energy drink.
Well, now I'm trying to think of which one is more surprising.
I think the Hot Pocket.
I don't know, but in 2025, I feel like everybody, there's so many energy drinks and people are just obsessed with energy drinks.
I mean, to me, Bob, anytime I drink an energy drink, it just reminds me of taking like a Jaeger bomb or something like that. So it's very off-putting. I don't think you're missing much.
Do you do coffee?
Oh, yeah. I've always enjoyed coffee.
See, I was like, I took the longest break for energy drinks. I was like, I'm good. And I'm not anti-caffeine. I was drinking a lot of coffee, but I was like, it went like for a few years where I wasn't even, I don't think I ever had an energy drink until I discovered Ghost, the energy drink. And now it's just like an obsession.
I've never had Ghost.
Oh my God, Darren.
You got to get the sour black cherry.
Oh my God.
The grape one, the pink lemonade, the red, the blue razz.
Also going back to Bob, Hot Pocket and energy drink. That was like my high school. Like I would warm up Hot Pocket and I would open up a Red Bull and that's all I would have.
Would you burn the roof of your mouth because you just didn't wait for that damn thing to cool off?
Every single time.
What was your go-to?
Mine was always like either the meatball one or
the meatball one was so freaking good.
Or the pizza one.
Did you guys like the barbecue one?
That was good too.
I liked the barbecue. Yeah. I did like the pizza.
Ham and cheese was just like a good standby too. But the meatball one was my favorite. You're right.
And then you felt really fancy when you got the croissant pockets instead of the Hot Pockets because they were flakier. They tasted the exact same. They did not taste any different.
And I contend that this is easily Snoop Dogg's best song he's ever written.
Kids in the crib, ma. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard. When the craving's got a hold of you. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard. And your munchies get an attitude. Pocket like it's hard. Pocket like it's hard.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I lived off of Hot Pockets in college. That was like such a part of my daily routine.
It was like ramen noodles, and then if you had an extra couple of dollars, you get yourself some Hot Pockets and you're good to go.
Just making it rain.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, what's something everyone else has done, but you have not?
Somebody said, I cannot believe that you've never had a Whopper, Taryn. How the hell have you lived your entire life? You're 40 years old. Get it together.
I know. Oh, there's always a Nuggets girl. Or like Burger King, what is it, tenders? I don't know what they call them. They don't call them nuggets.
Chicken tenders.
They call them chicken tenders?
Yeah. And they're really good.
They are.
Yeah.
That's why I was like never doing the burger thing, because I just wanted those nugs.
Someone texted, I didn't eat yogurt my entire life because what it smells like. I'm 55. I tried it 2 weeks ago for the first time. Now I can't get enough.
Oh, I love that. A late bloomer.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.